Florida, I'm Neil Augenstein.
An eye-popping speeding violation for an area driver. I'm John Aaron.
At 8:10, we talk live with WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green about the newest shipment of weapons to Ukraine.
It's 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stephen Portnoy with President Biden in Seoul. It's the start of a five-day Asian tour for the president, which will have him here in South Korea through Sunday before traveling to Tokyo through Tuesday. The trip is aimed at strengthening economic and security ties with U.S. allies in this region. And the president's first stop was a Samsung semiconductor plant.
This is an auspicious start to my visit.
The facility Mr. Biden toured is similar to a $17 billion plant Samsung is now building in Texas. And the president says it's all part of a supply chain strategy.
Secure more of what we need from our allies and partners and bolster our supply chain resilience.
The White House has warned the threat of a North Korean provocation while Mr. Biden is here is real, adding if Kim Jong-un does fire a long-range missile or test one of his nukes in the next few days, it'll underscore the need for U.S. security in the region. I'm Stephen Portnoy in Seoul. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
Oklahoma is the latest state to make a move to outlaw abortion. Lawmakers there have just passed a bill banning the procedure from the moment of conception. Republican Wendy Stearman.
If you allow the 6 weeks, then you are condoning abortion up to that point. And science tells us that the moment of fertilization is when the DNA is created.
Now to Western New York State. There was a church memorial for the victims of the top supermarket shooting. CBS's Jerika Duncan is in Buffalo.
We just want to live in peace. My grandchildren are here. I'm scared for them.
Family members of the 10 people massacred at a Buffalo supermarket called on the country to confront and stop racist violence.
That racist young man took my mother away.
The eldest daughter of 86-year-old victim Ruth Whitfield struggled for words.
I need this violence to stop.
The first funeral for the victims is today. With COVID on the rise again, the CDC signed off on boosters for fully vaccinated kids aged 5 to 11. Mom Dominique Alexander took her daughter for a shot in East Palo Alto, California.
Once they started getting down to her age level, then I was 100% ready to do it.
A Tesla driver near L.A. will stand trial after putting his Model S on autopilot before it ran a red light and crashed into a Honda Civic, killing a couple on their first date. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
27-year-old Kevin George Aziz Riyad was charged with two counts of vehicular manslaughter. A judge ruled there is enough evidence for him to stand trial, marking what's believed to be the first felony prosecution in the U.S. against a driver using a partially automated driving system.
S&P futures up 42. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24-7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
8:03 now on your Friday morning. It's the 20th of May. Watch it. We've got some hot weather coming today. Our highs topping off at 90. Good morning. I'm Joan Jones.
And I'm Bruce Allen. Here are the top local stories we're following for you this hour. The CDC and the FDA have signed off on booster shots for 5 to 11-year-olds, which is good news for parents worried about their children's immunity as the school year comes to a close. But in the meantime, more local students are testing positive now for COVID than in January. More now in our weekly focus on education across the area.
We've seen an increased number of outbreaks occurring in schools.
Dr. Ben Schwartz with the Fairfax County Health Department says nearly 4,000 students in the county tested positive for COVID this month.
This week, there were over 40 schools that were experiencing new outbreaks.
In Montgomery County, more than 3,000 cases in schools have been reported in the past 10 days. And D.C. says last month its school system had 451 cases during the week of April 24th, the highest since the end of the winter surge. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
In the U.S., less than 1% of kids are hospitalized from COVID. To read more about COVID in schools, head to WTOP.com and check out The School Zone, our new weekly feature on education in the D.C. region.
8:04 now, and over the last 2 weeks, COVID cases are up more than 100% in D.C. and Maryland and 63% in Virginia. The number of people hospitalized with COVID in this area is slowly increasing, but thankfully, deaths from the virus remain low. Most counties and cities in our region are reporting medium transmission of the virus. Now, in those areas, the CDC recommends that people in high-risk groups consider wearing masks. Montgomery and Prince George's counties are recommending that people mask up in indoor public spaces.
It might make you wait for a train a little shorter in the fall. Metro's planning on returning a lot of cars to service.
The 7,000 series cars make up more than half the Metro Rail fleet, and they've been out of service since a Blue Line derailment in October. It's caused months of long wait times between trains. On Thursday, Metro got the green light from the Washington Metro Rail Safety Commission for its plan to safely put those cars back into service. The plan involves new inspection procedures and even daily inspections. A federal investigation found the wheel sets on 7,000 cars were prone to derailment, but investigators are still looking for the root cause. Metro says it is on schedule to return a limited number of the cars to service by the end of the summer. Sarah Jacobs, WTOP News.
A D.C. police officer has been charged with manslaughter in a crash that killed a young couple just about a year ago.
Leah Mae Foster and Nicholas Harris were killed in the crash on Route 4 in Anne Arundel County. At the time, police say the SUV they were in failed to yield while making a left turn, and they were hit by an oncoming car. But now, after a crash reconstruction review, the driver of that Dodge Charger has been charged with two counts of manslaughter, negligent, and reckless driving. D.C. police tell WTOP that Officer Austin Kirk Smith is on administrative leave. He's next due in court June 10th. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Police say a driver's in hot water for treating a local road like the Autobahn.
The car was clocked at 133 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone, according to Leesburg police. A department spokesman says, to his knowledge, it's the fastest speed that one of their officers has charged a driver with going. He says the blue 2007 Corvette went streaking by an officer on Route 7 near Battlefield Parkway on Wednesday of last week in the late afternoon, and that the officer was able to chase the car down. 21-year-old Luke Jones of Leesburg was cited for reckless driving by speed, which is a misdemeanor and carries a mandatory court appearance. John Aaron, WTOP News.
Up ahead, we talk live with WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green about the shipment of American weapons to Ukraine. It's now 8:07.
Introducing EarLens, a new approach to the treatment of hearing loss that uses a tiny custom-fit lens to gently vibrate the eardrum without surgery. That means EarLens gives you 2.5 times the audible bandwidth of traditional hearing aids for dramatically better speech understanding. EarLens may result in improved hearing, even in noisy listening situations. To learn more, go to EarLens.com today. That's EarLens.com and register for a free virtual consultation. That's EarLens.com.
At Len the Plumber,